We're going to start this afternoon by talking about how difficult it can be to meet somebody of the opposite sex if you're single, or maybe even of the same sex if you're single. Now, we talk about dating a fair bit on this programme with our monthly dating slot with Fergal from Intro Matchmaking. But for a lot of people, the idea of meeting somebody online or meeting somebody through a dating agency isn't just for them. And a lot of people are particularly horrified at the thought of swiping left and swiping right and putting your photograph up there for random strangers to look at and almost rate you out of 10 or swipe over you. So is it time we went back to kind of the good old fashioned ways of meeting people in person? And wouldn't it be a good idea if we did this in a very natural setting? Well, my first guest this afternoon thinks that we should. She's Corina Duffy and she has organised hikes for single people around Ireland. And the good news is she's organising one in Killarney National Park on Sunday week. Good afternoon, Corina.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, lovely to speak to you. Corina, take me back to the very beginning. What prompted you to come up with this idea?
Well, as you were saying there about the dating apps, I have been on the dating apps myself. And the one thing that struck me was, as you said there, you're nearly mindlessly scrolling because you're tired, flicking through all these pictures and not even taking any notice of them, really. And then kind of giving out about them and then the time and investment of going out, setting up a date, building up a rapport with a message and then moving on to WhatsApp and then moving from WhatsApp onto a coffee date, moving from a coffee date onto so on and so forth. And it could be 3 months going on, you know. So between myself and my members, we'll say, because I have a fitness studio up in Dublin and a lot of my members will be ladies and a lot of them will be single. And every week the content is about, so who are you meeting this week? What's going on? It's the dating content, as we call it. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to set up hikes. Because I myself, I gave up alcohol 2 years ago, so that was a bit of a struggle then being single as well. You're not meeting people out in the usual, would say, pub setting, nightclub setting, and I found it a little bit harder. But then when I started going on coffee dates and sober dates, I found it a lot more enjoyable. And I was like, oh, we should be doing more of this. And then I just decided, right, that's it, I'm setting it up. So I set one up in Dublin. And it took off. It was a sellout really quick. And it was a great success. And I said, right, let's go. And it just grew legs. And my members are actually down in Killarney, Kerry, next Saturday doing a hike. And they asked me would I join them. And I said, you know what, I will. And so I said, you know what, I'll set up hike while I'm down there.
Well, before we get on to talking about what's happening in Killarney, why a hike, Corina? What was it about? I mean, I know you're a fitness person, you're into the great outdoors, but do you think it's a more natural environment for people to get to know each other?
I think so, because like when you look back of how, I don't know how everyone else's parents met, but my parents met at the crossroads dancing anyway.
So, where was it, actually? I'm curious.
In Galway.
Oh, lovely. They were actually crossroads dancing. That's brilliant.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, that was way back beyond. And I'm sure there was probably alcohol that involved as well. But, like, they met outside in a natural setting where there was no phones and they had to meet at a certain time. And, like, with these, you know, it's kind of exciting for people to meet as well, knowing that, okay, there may be potentially 15 men and 15 women. They've never met. They don't know each other. There's no pictures. There's nothing. And they're just rocking up on a hike for the day and just going with the flow for what it is, for the chit-chat.
And I suppose the good thing about that is that if someone is on this hike, you know they are single and they are in the mindset of looking for somebody. Because as opposed to when you're out in a pub or you're out in a restaurant, you don't know who's single, who's married, who's on the lookout, who isn't. And you could waste your whole night giving the eye to somebody who's not available.
Yeah, and do you know what I noticed when I'm out anyway with my friends, because I'm in my 40s, I have two kids, single parenting. I don't, when I go out, I suppose I'm not on the lookout for a guy because I want to spend time with my friends because it's precious. So I noticed that's how I operate. And when I was talking to guys at the single hike the last day for more market research, more than anything else, they say that girls don't talk to them when they're out. So I said, oh, it got me thinking. I said, to be honest, when I'm out, I'm actually talking to my friends and I don't want to be rude. So don't take it personally if girls don't talk to you. And so that was the feedback from guys that girls don't talk to them anymore when they're out. And I don't know, is it a big thing since the Big C that everybody's in their own little groups and nobody's mixing? I don't know, but nobody's really mixing properly when they're out anymore. And as you said, are they married or not? Are they single?
This is it. And the other thing is, I think it's harder in the current climate, Karina, for men to walk up and approach a girl and start chatting her up, for want of a better expression, because, you know, men are terrified that they might say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or be accused of harassment, because everybody is so super careful about watching their words and their actions and everything nowadays, which is a good thing in one way, but it makes it very hard to kind of flirt with the opposite sex, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and that's the feedback I got back at the guys in the last hike. They said, will you just talk to us? That's what one guy said. All we want is for girls to talk to us. And I said, well, it's the same for us. I said, we just want someone to talk to us and start that conversation. So I just found that it is hard because the culture is different now. Well, it's different when I was in my 20s and 30s. It was a lot easier to talk to guys and have the fun and the flirt and the crack. And even if nothing came out of it, the crack. And I find that there's no crack out anymore. Unless there's a lot of alcohol involved, and then the crack is not the crack, it's different crack. It gets a bit boring, you know, that kind of way. Where, yeah, I just find that if you're out walking, you're walking beside each other, you're not really looking at each other as such, and the conversation's just flowing. And look, would anything romantically come out of it? We don't know, but at least people are building connections in a like-minded setting with like-minded people.
And so you might meet the love of your life, but you might meet some guy's brother or cousin or friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying to them in emails. Listen, we're not here to find your wife or your husband in the first day, but what you will do is you build connections and people get to know you, and it's like a network. And I'll be totally honest, the last hike in Dublin, there was different personalities and different everything, different backgrounds, and I never laughed as much, and the girls said the same. The guys were really, really, really funny. When, like, you know, obviously there's a bit of kind of like at the beginning, but I always set the tone and set the scene, saying, right, lads, come on, let's go now. We're not kids. Let's everyone get to know each other and see what the story is. And we just go for a walk and have coffee. And the crack was 90 because people's barriers came down. They could be themselves. And they were really funny, like really, really, really funny. And that's what I said. You don't know whose sister here is single, whose brother or cousin, that they'd be like, you should come in this hike the next day, John, with great crack. You don't know.
Yeah, and some guy mightn't be your cup of tea, but he might be your friend's cup of tea or whatever. So at least new friendships and connections are made. Now, I believe, Karina, and I had to laugh at this when you were telling me earlier, the day you pick for the hike is Sunday week, and of course, Kerry are playing in the All-Ireland semi-finals. So that was kind of bad timing, wasn't it?
Yeah, would you believe that two girls from Kerry. One girl private messaged me, because when I set up the ad first, it was my phone number was attached to it. I was wondering where all these calls were coming from instead of the actual link to sign up. And one girl said, she goes, will you post me down posters? I think this is a great idea. We need this down here. And I said, Jesus, this is crazy. And I said, I know. I said, I'll stick up the ad, but I said, give me your address just in case I get posters done up. And she was willing to go around and put posters up in the coffee shops. And she's in her 40s. And another lady was texting me saying, you know, the Kerry match is on the Saturday. And I said, geez, I never copped back from the match the last day. And I said, listen, we're going ahead anyway, because the females are placed, they're full, but there's 8 lad places left. So I said, do you know, there's another few lads there that obviously probably will be watching the match, but they wouldn't show up anyway. So yeah, but we'll go ahead anyway.
You will. So there's going to be, what, 25 guys and 25 girls?
Yeah.
And what's the kind of age profile of the people who go on these hikes, Karina?
Around 35 to 55 is what we said. But look, it's not set in stone, you know, that kind of way. But we did say around 35 to 55. And generally, the Dublin hikes are around the late 30s, mid 40s, late 40s, around that age group. But that's not to say that if you're thinking of listening to this, come. Because why not? And like that, you build connections with like-minded people, if nothing else.
Yeah. And you know what's something? There's some fabulous single people out there in their 40s and beyond. And you would wonder, you know, how come they never met anybody? But it's really hard to meet somebody, I think, in Ireland. Yeah. It's just that, you know, in the 70s, as you said, at your parents' time, we had the Crossroads dancing and all of that. And then there was the Ballroom of Romance era. And then we had the discos in the 80s and the slow sets, and that went into the 90s. But in modern times, it just seems to be trickier and trickier. And as we both agreed at the outset, you know, swiping left and right on Tinder is just not for everybody.
Yeah, and look, I've heard some like great stories that some people met and got married, and I've heard great stories, and it's not as if I didn't have some success myself in some degree with the online dating, but I just find that why not bring a group? That was my thing. I'm all about community. My thing is, my big ethos is about building a community, and I said, Jesus, wouldn't it be great to have a group of people come together, single and like-minded, and you're killing a few birds with the one stone, really. You're getting out in nature, you're spending the morning out having a cup of coffee with like-minded people, you're getting your walk in, a bit healthy, and at least then after that, people can decide whether they want to swap numbers or swap social media handles or whatever they want to do after that then.
Exactly. And I bet that some connections have been established and some other dates have been established after your previous hikes.
Yeah, well, I'm not too sure yet now, because I always kind of leave it up to them, as I say, listen, we're all adults now, so don't be afraid to ask for a number. But I know what it's like if you find someone attractive or cute, or you're connected with them, you're nearly half afraid. You would go back to a kid. but I always encourage them then to kind of link in on social media then afterwards and stuff like that. And or else they always book into the next hike then as well, because at least they know they'll see them again in a month. Do you know, that kind of way?
Exactly. So you get kind of repeat business, like people going on the hikes in other parts of the country.
Yeah. So the Dublin is every month. We've Killarney in next weekend, and then Sligo, I'm just waiting for a date for Sligo in August, and we're back then in Killarney then again in September, because we're down there with the members anyway again. In Killarney that weekend, the last weekend in September again. So, yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Well, look, I hope it goes really well for you, Karina. And am I right in saying, are there still spaces left? I know there are for men. Have you enough women for this next hike?
Yeah, there is a waiting list for the women. And so we can push it up to 30 for the men and women. But I always like to have an even amount of men and women coming. And so at the moment, there's 25 women signed up, which is great, into the waiting list. And at the moment with the men, there's 8 male places left. But there's a waiting list open, so I would always advise to go on the waiting list. Because like that, a few days beforehand, you know, something always pops up with someone. So the way the link works is, once someone transfers their ticket, or gets the tickets cancelled, the next person on the waiting list gets emailed straight away. And at least we have people on our list then that if we organise another one, we have the list there that we can just say, right guys, there's another one close by, are you interested?
Great stuff. Well, how can people find out more or book a place, Karina?
So they can go onto my website, www.ecofitness.ie, and when they see the drop-down menu there, they'll see hikes, and they'll see the Killarney Dublin hike there as well. And the hikes are always updated every month, and they can keep an eye on that. And we always run little ads as well locally, so if they see them showing up online, they know that that's us then.
Perfect. So look, I know that the weather is terrible here in Kerry today, but please God, by Saturday week, we'll be back to a bit of sunshine and you'll get the nice weather for it as well.
Well, if all else fails, we'll be going in getting coffee in Muckross House, because that's where we're meeting, because the last hike in Dublin was bucket and down rain. And I always keep everyone up to date with communication on emails. And I said the day before, listen guys, we'll meet at the car park. I know the cafe across the road is 5 minutes away and they have a lovely outdoor spot. We'll go there, and that's exactly what happened. It was bucket and down rain. We went to the cafe, we all met and we all got coffee mingled, and then the weather cleared. We went for a little walk in the Hellfire Club, which was right beside us. So we'll definitely be meeting either way, and we'll be having coffee anyway in the mingle and the chats, and see what happened after that day.
Brilliant. Well, look, I hope that lots of people establish connections, and you never know what might happen. And I hope you get the men for the remaining spaces, because
come on now, lads.
There's the odd Kerry man out there who isn't interested in football. So, and you can always bring the radio with him in his pocket anyway. Listen,
and come here. There's 25 women there waiting anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. That should be enough to lure them away. Karina, it's been lovely chatting to you, and
thank you.
Well done on coming up with this initiative.
Thank you, Deirdre.
All the best. That's Karina Duffy there from EcoFitness telling us about a series of hikes she has organised around the country specifically for single people. And the next one is in Killarney on Saturday week. And ecofitness.ie is where you can find out more about that.